630 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
Lots to get to on the show today, and I want to start with this. And Eileen mentioned it in the newscast, that emotional testimony today as U.S. Democrats launched their investigation into the January 6th Capitol insurrection. It started with testimony from some of the law enforcement officers who were attacked and beaten as rioters broke into the building. Take a listen.
At this point, I knew I couldn't sustain much more damage and remain upright. At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched. Unable to move or otherwise signal the officers behind me that I needed to fall back, I did the only thing that I could do and screamed for help.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
I was at risk of being stripped of and killed with my own firearm as I heard chants of kill him with his own gun. I could still hear those words in my head today.
The first hearing comes as partisan tensions have worsened since the insurrection, with many Republicans playing down what happened in January and saying the Democratic-led investigation is politically motivated. Reggie Cicchini is the Global News Washington Bureau producer and correspondent. He joins us now. Reggie, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Some emotional, tough to listen to testimony today from those officers. What was the reaction to their testimony today?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was gut-wrenching, and it was harrowing to listen to these officers with the D.C. Metro Police, with the Capitol Police Force, talk about how they felt that their lives were ending. And at one point, one of them, who is a veteran, said that they felt more fear at the insurrection than they did during a tour in Iraq. So it goes to show just how serious this situation was. And the room sat quietly. But what's more important here is that the lawmakers, as these people were talking, some of them broke down in tears, and that includes one of the Republicans on the committee, who himself is a veteran, choked back tears as he was trying to simply ask questions about the fear that was happening that day.
You talk about the seriousness of the testimony, but it seems that there are, some members of the Republican Party not taking this seriously at all, or what happened on that day seriously at all, downplaying what happened. What is going on with the Republican Party?
Donald Trump is what's going on with the Republican Party. Remember, the day after the insurrection, leading members within the Republican Party, including Minority Leader, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, made comments putting the blame on Donald Trump. As the weeks went by, as the months went by, that started to shift. Donald Trump continues to hold the strings in the party. The fealty came back to the Republican side of things, and you are now seeing a shift. As that hearing was taking place, a parallel news conference was happening outside the U.S. Capitol with members of the Republican Party trying to blame this on Democrats, trying to blame this on Nancy Pelosi, doing what they can to walk this away from Donald Trump, because ultimately being on the wrong side of Trump as a Republican can end your political career. We're heading into an election season with one just over a year away.
Having said that, you take a look back at the words spoken by Liz Cheney this morning, one of two Republicans on the panel. Strong words, a strong opening comments.
Making a point saying that politics needs to be put aside. And while Republicans are saying that this is nothing more than kind of a political hit job going after the party, going after former President Donald Trump, it is worth reminding people that Republicans pushed back on an independent commission that would be 9/11 style to investigate the origins of this attack. They pushed back on that, forcing the Democrats to use their majority, allowing them to invite whatever Republicans wanted to come over, pushing back on some that are pushing on that election lie that's been peddled by Donald Trump. But the reason this is political is because Republicans completely ignored the fact that their participation would have been required to create something independent.
So, Reggie, what is the final, what is the goal of this hearing?
Look, the goal is to try and figure out what the origins were of this. We know that Donald Trump played a part in this. We know that these were supporters of Donald Trump that carried out the attack. This was not BLM. This was not Antifa. These were supporters of Donald Trump who were listening to his lies that they had been fed for months, that an election was stolen from him. What this committee is trying to do is try to hold somebody accountable, try to put somebody in a position to take the responsibility for what happened on that day, for the deaths of people that were involved either in the riot or from members of law enforcement, and find out whether or not potentially members of Congress were in cahoots or trying to coordinate some of that attack. That is what the police officers were testifying about today. That is what lawmakers have been saying. They want somebody held responsible.
Reggie, you were there that day, weren't you?
I was, yes.
What was it like for you listening to that testimony today?
I mean, look, it opens up old wounds. I'm not going to make it seem like I was in the thick of it. I have colleagues and friends who were inside the Capitol building as reporters who were actively hiding out. I was on the outside of that building. I was watching people break through windows. I was watching people going up through the doors. It's a moment that I'm never going to forget. And listening to these officers who are there to protect, you know, this cradle of democracy in America, listening to them having to put their lives online to save the building and to save the members of Congress whose job it is to keep this country going forward, listening to them say that they felt that that was going to be the end of their life in the hands of those rioters, it really does make you think, how has nobody come forward and taken responsibility for this, and why has this become such a political game, whereas in one party wants to say, look, we want nothing to do with it, and it's solely because of the man who's sitting at the top of that party.
Political game. I think you nailed it right there. Reggie, so what happens next?
So there's going to be a series of hearings. We don't know how long this is going to last. Is this going to bleed into the upcoming midterm election season? It's very potential, and that could become ammunition for the Democrats as they try to go after Republicans who either downplayed the events or who are kind of kissing the ring of Donald Trump to try and ignore what happened on January 6th. We don't know if there's going to be another hearing this month, likely coming next month. Representative Cheney today, along with Representative Thompson, made comments that subpoenas are likely going to come out. It's not sure who they're going to target with that, but the Department of Justice says anyone from the Trump administration will be allowed to testify. And a question remains open: will Democrats attempt to go after Donald Trump and force him to testify? And if he doesn't, what is the reason for him pushing back on the subpoena?
Interesting. Reggie, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Reggie Cicchini checking in from Washington this afternoon. He is the Washington Bureau producer and one of the correspondents for Global News. And yeah, when you know, Reggie used the words political game. And I don't know how any politician, doesn't matter what side you're on, if you were a Democrat, whether you're Republican, could say, you know, let's just wash our hands of this, or are playing down what happened, or are, you know, as much as they came out in the days afterwards against it, now kind of changing their tune a little bit more. I mean, it would seem to me that an attack on the cradle of government in the United States would be deemed worthy of a full sum investigation. How, as a politician, how, as a lawmaker, could you just turn your head and downplay what you saw? Did you not see the same video that we were all watching? Did you not hear those words that we all heard? Did you not listen to these comments today?
At this point, I knew I couldn't sustain much more damage and remain upright. At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched, unable to move or otherwise signal the officers behind me that I needed to fall back. I did the only thing that I could do and screamed for help.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
I was at risk of being stripped of and killed with my own firearm as I heard chants of kill him with his own gun. I could still hear those words in my head today.
Kill him with his own gun. The men, the women put in place to protect that sacred building. Gosh, You know, politics, and I'm not just saying in the States, I'm going to say, you know, this is going to be a fairly blanket statement, but gosh, politics, in my opinion, has turned ugly. It has, I can see why so many people are frustrated. I can see why so many people are frustrated. But boy, oh boy, it just, it's appalling to me that there are lawmakers that are thumbing their nose at what happened. It would seem to me that as someone who is there to represent the people, to represent and stand up for your country, that you would want to know definitively what happened that day.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.